Hey there, everyone. This is Ray Higdon. I'm here with my good friend, Vanessa Duplessis. Vanessa, how are you?
Hi, Ray. I'm great. How are you?
Awesome. Well, I just wanted to get you on a quick interview here because you have been absolutely crushing it. I have you down. We're only 4 weeks into the contest for the national expansion team and for the cruise, and I have you having recruited 7 executives personally, sold 1 accelerator, and helped 2 people get Silver Eagle qualified. How are you feeling right now?
You know what? I'm feeling good. I'm helping people, and it's helping me, and it's all good. I'm on the cruise and the net team, and it's fun.
That's just so awesome. I mean, it's just so awesome because, you know, we have, you know, almost 2 months left, and here you've already won the cruise. So it's just awesome. So I want to ask you a few questions. Now, my biggest question that I think might be the most interesting part of your story is, you haven't always been crushing it. Tell me a little bit about how you got into Numis and how did that all go?
I've been around the block a bit in the industry, and I came online a couple of years ago, and I really started coaching and doing a bunch of stuff, and I was in another company that I think you have been in a month for 11, so I was doing other stuff and trying to find a better way that didn't work out. And when Numis first came around, I came into the company and I signed up as an exec. I saw the product being something awesome. I was ready to go, and I stumbled. I got sidetracked. I got unfocused, and I ended up just kind of not doing anything. Then, you know, I don't even know if it was 6-7 months later, I was talking to other folks, and I was like, you know, maybe I just need to make a switch. And I signed up again as an executive. So that was round number 2. Shortly thereafter, my husband had a heart attack. I was still unfocused. I focused on my family. I my head was not in the right place. I was doing my coaching, and I was loving that. That's my passion. I'm jazzed about it. But, you know, as far as my network marketing business, I was struggling. My head wasn't there. So I got more mentoring. I continued coaching. I started working with some really, really high-level achievers to get my head really in the game. And then I came back in middle of June this year, because I love this company.
Wow.
Again, round number 3, and here I am. So, you know, it's not your upline, it's not your sideline, it's not the company, it's not the comp plan. It really depends on the person. Now, my mindset has been strong in a lot of different places, but it just wasn't ready for this.
All right, so I'm clear. So you signed up, you saw the vision of Numis, you liked, you know, the message and everything. You signed up, it didn't work out, you canceled. You came back, you signed up, you know, $500 each time. You signed back up, didn't work out, canceled. Signed back up, it worked out. All right? I mean, do I have that right?
You have that right.
I mean, that is, and just in the last 4 weeks, personally recruiting 7 people and 1 accelerator and getting 2 people Silver Eagle qualified. All right. I mean, it's just an amazingly awesome, awesome story. So talk to me a little bit about, what actions have you been doing? It sounds like you got some of your mindset right. What have you been doing to recruit people?
I've been coaching for a long, long time, specifically in the online world, and how to blend, you know, my offline career and my online career. And I basically have gone out to folks and I said, look, I believe in this company. I always have, and I love our product. And there's a mission involved here around helping people have financial stability. And that's the goal while we're all in the whole business. But what I really like is the fact that every month I'm collecting an asset when I'm paying for my auto shirt. And that jazzes me. I got my case over here. And, you know, all that time that I came in the first 2 times, I was a customer. I never, just dropped. I stayed on as a customer because I valued the product. I just was trying to get my life together. So now that it is, I'm just talking to people. I'm telling people, you know, what we have. I'm sharing some of our stories about people having, you know, assets at the end of a year that they wouldn't with, you know, other products and companies. And I'm doing the do of the, you know, find your two and help your two get their two. And, you know, it helps everybody that way. My mission right now is really about my team. I've qualified for the cruise, and I'm going, you know, no matter what I, where I lie on the point structure for that, it's my mission to help take people with me because it will help them be successful.
Awesome. So let me get your advice for the person that's listening to this that maybe they are having the kind of success that you had your first two times in Numis, and which is they're not having success. What do you say to that person that is they're looking for, okay, what's the secret? What do I need to do to actually get my first sign up? What would you suggest to that person?
They have to break through the fear of talking to people. That really is it. People who, and I'm a people person, I talk to people all day long, but there's a lot of folks who, you know, it makes them nervous, it makes them feel funny. But you know what? If you don't share what you have with someone, someone else will. It's happened to me where I would, you know, I refuse to talk to somebody, and I'm like, I'll get to them later, or maybe I'll tell them next month. The next thing I know, they're saying, hey, Vanessa, I just, you know, I'm doing this. You want to do it with me? And I'm like, wait a minute. If I would have said something 3 weeks ago, you know, we could be doing it together. That happens. It's happened to me time and again.
Wow.
So not to be afraid to share what you have with others. All we're doing is sharing. Hey, I'm doing this. If you want to take a look, let me know. We're not in the convincing game. We're not in the, you know, hype game. We are in the, hey, I got this, you know, project I'm working on. It's really cool. It helps you build assets. It's got great tax advantages for the W-2 person. You want to take a look? Let's talk.
Right. That's awesome. So, I mean, just reaching out to people, not being desperate, not trying to beat them over the head, just seeing who's open is what it sounds like.
Exactly. And believe me, I've talked to a lot of folks in the last 4 weeks, and many have you know, said they're not open right now, or they're busy on other stuff, and that's cool, because you know what? I've been around Numis for, you know, almost the full 3 years now, and here I am. So you never know when you talk to someone what happens a year from now.
Yeah, I mean, that's so powerful. You know, I mean, it's powerful to hear that, you know, you've been in and out, you know, for 3 years, and just now having success. And I think some people out there after, you know, maybe they're in for a couple months, they're like, oh my God, what's wrong with me? But I've seen it. I've heard it so many times. You know, yesterday I interviewed, our good friend Doug DiMercurio, and, you know, he had a similar experience. He's recruited a bunch of people here lately and didn't have success at first either. So I just know sticking with it and switching from a mode of desperation to one of, hey, let's just see who's open. It just seems like the common theme of people that are having success right now.
Yep, you know, and a piece of that is truly taking a look inside and taking care of what you have to take care of in your life. You know, I had a heart attack and it messed me up for a few months.
Right.
You know, I have success in other areas of my life and my business. I've been a business person for a long time, and you know, now I've kind of rounded out the whole footstool, if you will, the four leg stool. So take care of you. Get your, you know, proverbial act and mindset in the right place, and get with people who are going to help you be inspired to move forward. That's, I think, an important piece of the puzzle. You know, a lot of times, right, I'm sure you get this, you know, people want to join with you because you are, you know, you're Ray Higdon or whatnot, but you know what? If you're in a team that can help bring everybody to the next level, you're going to rock it. We have some great people and great teams within Numis. So, you know, find where you resonate, find your folks, and, you know, go work together.
That's so powerful. Well, Vanessa, I appreciate you, and I'm excited for your mission to get as many people as possible on that cruise. And we're going to have some fun in Jamaica, huh?
Yeah, baby. I can't wait.
Yeah, awesome. Well, thank you so much for your time, Vanessa. You are awesome. Big fan of yours, and keep rocking it.
Thanks, Joel. Talk to you soon.
You got it.